Hi. Can you guys hear me okay? Everybody always can, but you know, you gotta check. I'm so happy to be here. Thank you, Joan, Jimmy, and Dawn for putting this together. You guys are great. I'm so happy to be reading with, let's see if I can do this without looking, Jason, Charlie, Ramella, Dina, and John Stubb. You guys are great. And thank you guys for coming out. So I did my MFA in Chicago, and I'm going there this weekend, so I had this plan that I was gonna read all these Chicago poems, but then my best friend, Dina November, said that she really likes this poem, so I guess I'm reading it. Junkies. The first cold night, my dad's ex calls. He has another girlfriend, younger than me, junkie. He moves her in, gives her an allowance. The one time I ask him for money for my electric bill, he says, "If you're so fucking broke, why don't you move back home?" My father's the town slut, but he lies about it. It's not true. I haven't been with a woman since. My friends play a game. Who would you bone? When a guy walks by, they say yes or no. My lover washes my blood off his hands, puts his wet hands on my face, and kisses me. I'm not allowed to call him in case he's with his girlfriend. When he has sex with me, his hands cover half my body. I'm built like my father, have his eyes, fingers, thighs men love to grip with their big hands. They say, cute girl, pretty girl. They say, now. Thank you. So now we're going to Chicago. For Nate, January 17th, 1986 to May 15th, 2014. 4th of July, you held that bottle of Arbor Mist over my mouth until I finished it. You patted my head, good girl. We sat on Jeff's roof and threw stones at trees, talked serial killers. You said your neighbor had Jeffrey Dahmer's brain in a jar. I wanted to see it. You said, no, Kayla, he's probably crazy. On the brown line, you told me to kiss you, didn't bother to wipe my blue lipstick from your mouth. 90 degrees in Chicago, you wore dark blue jeans. I wanted to hold your hand, but was too afraid. Your black and white tee, the last thing I saw you in. Thank you. I was wondering where a whole lot of my poems went, but they were right there. Man. So I'm going to be reading some work from a new manuscript I'm working on. This poem is called Carnivorous. Mother rabbits eat their first litter. Allie tells me this over miniature cupcakes and M&Ms. I had this rabbit once. She walked on her babies, crushed them until they bled. The next day, she went to the cage and the little ones were gone. I couldn't look at her after that. But don't all mothers eat their eldest children, then get it right with the next born? Can you imagine that? Eating six babies in one night? She must have been so full. I spend the rest of the workday picking at acidic pasta salad. I'm not satisfied. I want something more, something that once bled. Maybe my mother and I would have gotten along if she had eaten me, felt me squirming inside her again. Maybe there'd finally be that familial bond between us other than that Estee Lauder Spanish red, and I wouldn't be left hungry, greeting the world with a greedy mouth. Thank you. My friend buys a gun. She can't leave her car without Klonopin, keeps the bottle directly in her bag, shakes a couple pills out. Okay, let's go. Calls every night for 2 weeks, crying until I say, sorry, I can't do this anymore. It's been 5 years. She says, I bought a new car. I picked a color you'd like. I still can't. She buys a gun. I want to sink into the floor. She buys a gun, is back in the hospital. I had told her, we're too much alike. We keep hurting each other. I can't do this anymore. Her ex messages me at 11 at night. She's talking about swallowing a bottle of pills. Can you? Third time in as many months. I cannot. Of course, I've thought about it. When Nate died, I thought no one else would love me. I live in a city, could have walked into traffic like some awful, desperate woman in a black and white tragedy, but he loved life, and I couldn't disrespect the thing he loved most. But my friend buys a gun. My neighbor Bob shot himself and his dog 4 neighbors ago. I had talked to him earlier that day about how I couldn't pay rent. Just pay what you can. Good to see you. I was at my grandma's, didn't hear the shots. My landlord showed me the hole. I was friends with Mac at the time. He said, don't look, babe, don't look. I was wearing only a bathrobe, panties, and slippers. Touched. Should have listened. Bob left a note. I have nothing left. 2017, and my friend buys a gun. Once we went to a mall and ate soft pretzels. This was before. Cold metal, not in stomach. Therapist, you did all you can do. But I want to wrap my arms around a warm body. Instead, all I have is the makeup bag I clutch in shaking hands. Thank you. The send-off. He promised we'd go for cheeseburgers, but he's cutting up Coke on my hardcover copy of Alexander McQueen's biography. Says he loves me. We do 2 lines apiece. Come on, I need dog food. I follow him to the car. Tomorrow he's moving to Houston to be with his wife. So this is it. Our big send-off, walking by dog chains in Walmart, West Mifflin, 10 o'clock at night, all coked up. If your boyfriend comes back tonight, I'll kill him, he says. I don't feel it when he fucks me later at my place after we come down a little. I don't want to leave you, he says, but he does with a kiss on the forehead, a bad love poem tucked into my nightstand. Thank you. I have one more. A love poem. Topography. Us. Remembering in October, you pick me up at the salon, my hair black. Don't remember if you liked it, but it was getting dark outside and you were smiling with your whole face. I like the way you drive so fast, but point out the Sears Tower, Oprah Winfrey's apartment. We think the purple light is stupid. At your place, we get stoned, watch a Charles Manson documentary. Next day, I have a date with my future ex-girlfriend, and I see your girlfriend's crap lying on the floor in the bathroom. You give me red wine in a coffee mug, pass the pipe, brag, I can smoke anyone under the table. Stoned silent on the way home, but I try to brush it off. The city's coming at me, 80 miles per hour, open window fucking up my hair, my eye makeup already smudged. Don't know if you think I'm pretty, but I want you to like me. Another smile to carry with me, like a picture in a wallet. You're dangerous, the way you open the car door for me, and I always get in. I try to fight the high, don't want you to catch me studying your cheekbone. You say, staring straight ahead, don't fight it, let it ride out. Thank you.